we've been talking about what a great job Mike Tirico did last night handling this wonderful dinner that we were there to kick the things off with. And Mike is sitting across from me, a man of his word, on his way soon to Paris for the 2024 Olympics.
I'm not getting there that early. We're going to start doing our feature work for next year. Next summer's an Olympic summer, a busy summer, but it's good to go visit when you don't have to be on the air. So we'll do a little feature story shooting over there and get ready for 2024.
You already had your 2024 NBC Olympic hat.
I did. There's nothing like new swag. I think we all love new swag.
Love swag.
They dropped off the hat a couple of weeks ago. So I said, okay, good. Well, I have a hat to wear for the next few weeks.
You know, I want to say this on the air, right in front of you, that you are the GOAT.
We've
decided.
Stop that. You guys,
thank you. We have individuals, like everybody loved Ernie Harwell, including you.
Absolutely.
You live in Ann Arbor, for goodness sakes. Mm-hmm. You listen to WJR, you listen to Ernie Harwell, or any number of great sports announcers.
Oh, you're kind.
Bob Ufer. These, you know, on individual sports. But I've never seen anyone do every sport as well as you do.
Well, you're too kind. Thank you. It's because I couldn't play any of them. I had to figure out a way to enjoy them.
At Syracuse? You were not on a sports scholarship at Syracuse?
No, my wife was. My wife is a basketball player.
Debbie?
She was All-State softball and basketball at Trenton High School.
Wow.
And she went to Syracuse, and that's why we met. Syracuse offered her a basketball scholarship. She was a starting point guard for a couple of years. As a matter of fact, her co-captain, her senior year, is now the coach at Syracuse in women's basketball.
Kidding.
I think we've seen it here. Michigan State's had a good run. Michigan now is having a really good run with Kim Barnes-Arrico, the women's basketball coach. Women's basketball is as intense and interesting and a growing sports field. So we got to experience it about 40 years ago. So it's nice to see it come around this way.
Well,
sure.
You bring such joy on every sport that you cover. And last night, people don't always understand how hard it is to bring four people, three athletes and a coach, together in a conversation. Because, I mean, none of them have anything in common, per se, other than that they're excelling at their sport or whatever.
Yeah.
But you go to the next person. Everybody feels included. Nobody feels like, why am I sitting here? He's talking to them. You just do a great job.
Well, thank you. And you've done that. You do that every morning many years. You do that with all of us. So.
Nothing like what you do.
No.
That's why I'm calling you the GOAT officially.
You're too kind. It was a nice group last night. It was fun to spend some more time with Dan Campbell. How excited he is about the Lions.
He's bigger than life, isn't he?
Well, he is huge. He was a tight end in the NFL for a dozen years. And you're reminded of that when you see him. But his personality, in addition to the physical specimen, is larger than life. And you've been around this for so many years. You know when somebody comes in and commands a room.
Right.
Dan Campbell commands a room. And I've always looked at coaches. If I walk into a head coach meeting or an assistant coach who may be a future head coach, I want to know if he can be a leader of a group. Because a football team is so diverse all over the country, different racial backgrounds, different economic backgrounds. The quarterback may have gone to quarterback camp, and his dad was a quarterback, and he has been that silver spoon line, although he did the work. And you may have somebody who was just a hard worker from a farm and built themselves into the best lineman they could. You've got to bring those people together and find commonality. And Dan Campbell, and you could see it last night, right, Paul?
Yeah.
How he does that in a room with a large group of people.
Yeah.
Captivating. Thoughtful and very intentional in what he says and how he says it. I love being around him.
I think Arne Tellem and his lovely wife Nancy, I think they're going to be in charge of that opening night dinner forever. Because he's been doing it and it's been going so well.
It was great. We had Lee Trevino last year, and there's a little golf event before this year. As great a women's golfer who ever played, Nautica Sorenstam was the centerpiece of that, and she was wonderful. And to have Rip Hamilton there was great to get ready to celebrate.
Just hear dad stories.
Oh, from Rip Hamilton. Wasn't that great?
I mean, his kids react to him the same way our kids react to us. Yeah, right. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to see it. You know, whatever. He's just dad.
He keeps telling, put on YouTube. Watch.
How great I was.
I know what I'm talking about, and they don't want to hear it, which was great. And Neil Ivey, who's the coach at Notre Dame, who played for the Detroit Shock, and her son, Jaden, is now one of the young stars, hopefully on a building foundation with the Pistons. So a Detroit tie for most of them, except for Annika, but she truly enjoyed being here. And it's neat to be up here because I was speaking with Annika, her husband, Mike, and their family. They have two kids, 14 and 12, I think. And they just had never been to the island. They never knew of it. They go, this is unbelievable.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's just that first time folks come not only to Mackinac but here to the Grand Hotel, and they take this all in, and they go, wow, this is incredible. We never knew about this.
You know what else is incredible? Your ability to remember so much about all of these people. I know it's not automatic. I know that you study. I know that you prepare. But you make it look like it's just coming out of you.
But, Paul,
brilliantly.
And I appreciate you saying that, especially because it's you saying it, because you know that. I mean how many years have you done this?
27 straight. 27 in a row,
right?
Yeah.
And every morning it's everything from, you know, the sports guy over here talking sports to Enbridge, you mentioned, and environmental issues and economic issues and race issues and politics issues and all of that. And the joy of it is a genuine natural curiosity. You love, get a new guest, read something about it. We all tend to, I call it continuing education for us.
Yeah.
We learn every day. And that's what's the pilot light that ignites for me, is that ability to learn something new about a new group, a new team, or tell a story. And I think, you go back to JP, to you. You mentioned Ernie Harwell before. Just think of radio. Radio is so captivating, and TV can be as well, when we tell stories. And that's what I love to do. So digging in and finding out about folks and then being able to share what I found unique about them and hopefully make people care about them, that wakes me up in the morning. I love doing it every day.
You are the ultimate storyteller, and you make all sports great for all of us. Mike Tirico, I can't tell you how happy I am that in this busy day, as you rush off to your next assignment, you stop by to say hi.
Well, my next assignment, Paul, is getting to our summer cottage and getting the thing in ship shape.
Oh, good for you.
Absolutely.
We're
up here in Charlevoix, so we spend a good part of our summers up here, so I got to get that place straightened out, although my wife was there getting most of that stuff done, but I'll have to find my golf clubs.
You have
Did I leave golf shoes up here?
You have a honey-do list from Debbie.
And I'm hoping somewhere in the back closet there's a sleeve of golf balls that I forgot was here. Okay, great. Start the season plus three. So it's always great to be with you. Always great to see you.
Thank you.
Always the best.
Mike Tirico.
Thank you, my friend.
The best, without any question. The GOAT. And we appreciate him stopping by. He said he would, and he did. God bless you for that, Mike.